It is First Bank Sports Friday this morning on the weekday wake-up, the Spur and Swift 98. Senior at Kemmer Junior Senior High School, Dawson Tram, now joining us today over the phone. Dawson, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Appreciate you taking some time to talk a little Ranger wrestling and specifically your career, because my heck, it's been a good one, Dawson. Your first 3 years going through Kemmer wrestling, just tell us what that experience was like for you. Three-time state champion, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, just got a lot of good kids in the room. We work hard every day. Every day is a grind, but it's fun. Look forward to competitions on the weekend. So we work hard for all week is to go compete on the weekend. I just love competing. That's my favorite part about it. So.
Well, it's got to be going back to your freshman year, heading into that season. Obviously, you knew you had to know you were good, and you knew that you were going to hopefully be wrestling some varsity. What heading into your freshman year, what were your expectations? Did you really think that you had the chance to be a state champ as a freshman?
Honestly, I didn't even come into my freshman year with any expectations other than just to go in there and get better and work hard every day, because I didn't know what to expect with high school wrestling, really. So I didn't know the competition I was going to have. I didn't know the kids I was going to wrestle. So I just went in there and was like, oh, I guess I'll work as hard as I can, see what works out. And then about halfway in the season, they have rankings every week, and I was ranked first for most of the season. And I wrestled finally the second-ranked kid, and I pinned him in like the first period. And I was just like, wow, I am. Actually, I have a pretty good shot at taking this thing. So I don't – yeah, that's about it.
Fantastic. So going from that season, having won as a freshman, to your sophomore season as a defending champ now, what were some of the biggest differences for you from being a freshman to a defending state champ as a sophomore?
It changes the aspect of everything, because not everyone expects you to win again. And then there's quite a bit more pressure on you, because going into my freshman year, nobody really knew who I was. And then sophomore year, you know, you got this state champ at a freshman, so everyone's expecting a lot out of you. And I don't know, I liked it. I liked the pressure and everyone expecting a lot from me, and it made me work harder and compete better, I think.
Well, I mean, the expectations, of course, have only grown, Dawson, as you've gone through high school. Now you're coming in and into your senior season now as a three-time state champ. How do you handle that pressure and the expectations? Because now you're a senior, and if there were expectations as a sophomore, they're definitely there now. How do you handle that pressure?
It's not as bad now, because I've gotten used to it, really. Because, yeah, like sophomore year I had it, and then junior year I had it, and this year is just about the same. But I don't know, I just like to go in and have a lot of fun. Like, you see people warming up before matches, and they're all serious and everything. I just like to have fun with it. It makes it a lot more enjoyable and everything. It takes all the pressure and everything out of the equation. Just be happy, have fun. And because I wrestle my best when I'm just relaxed and, you know, smiling and having fun with all my friends and coaches and teammates and everything. So I just have fun, and it takes away the whole pressure aspect and everything.
We're on the phone with Dawson Tran this morning, wrestler at Kemmer High School. Dawson, undefeated up to this point on the season. And, of course, still a few weekends to go before you get to the state tournament in Casper on the way. But looking back on the season so far, what have been some highlights for you? Have there been a match or two that have kind of stood out to you up to this point?
It's in Vernal. It's called the Vernal Tournament of Champions. It's like, I think there's 35 or something teams there. I had almost a full 32-man bracket. And it was a good tournament. I went in there seeded first because I took second there last year. And in the finals, I had a pretty tough kid. And I ended up pinning him in the finals. And then I won the Outstanding Wrestler Tournament. So that was fun. That was way cool.
Absolutely. And now, of course, you still have a few weekends to go. What do you do between now and regionals and then eventually state to make sure that when you get to Casper, you're at the very top of your game?
Just continue to work hard and act like it gets every other tournament a normal tournament, because when you get into your head and you psych out that it's state tournament and everything, you know, your mindset changes. So I just like to think of it as any other tournament, and I don't know, just keep practicing hard like I have all season. Nothing's going to change there.
So, Dawson, I don't want to add to your pressure or anything like that or the expectations, but let's say it all works out. You cap off an undefeated season. You win the state championship as a four-time state champ. What will that moment be like for you?
It'll be incredible. I can't wait. That's what I've been working really my whole life for. I've been wrestling since I was like 4 years old, and you work to be, you know, a state champion, and let alone a four-time state champion. I don't know. It makes me smile and gives me a chill thinking about it.
Dawson Schramm with us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. And of course, Dawson, there's the individual aspect to wrestling, which we've been talking about with you and your career, but there's also that team aspect. What is it like for you to wrestle with your teammates as a senior now? You've been in that room for a long time, one of the leaders on the team. What's that like for you?
It's fun. It's like watching some of the first-year kids and second-year kids develop throughout the season and watching them become better wrestler and everything. It's awesome to see like freshmen, and there's a couple seniors that it's their first year wrestling, and it's just fun to see, and the tournaments are fun. You get to hang out with your buds and everything. It's just a good time. Enjoyable for sure.
And Dawson, what advice would you give to a wrestler that's just kind of coming into the sport? I'm thinking like the Diamondville Dominators, right? The youth league wrestling, and those that are looking up to you right now and thinking, I want to be a four-time state champ someday. What advice would you give?
Yeah, I just say it because obviously I've never had an undefeated season. Hopefully this year will be the year, but just don't be afraid to fail, because you're not going to win every single match that you wrestle. You know, you're not going to wrestle perfect every tournament. You're not going to wrestle any matches perfect. You go into it wanting to, but it's never going to happen. You know, you're going to lose some, you're going to win some. So when you lose, let that drive you in the practice room and make you work even harder, because failure is going to happen in anything you do. It just depends on how you come back from it. And that's the best way that I think my wrestling career is gone, because I've lost probably 5 or 6 matches every season up to this point. And it just makes you work harder and harder, and it makes you a better wrestler.
Well said. Well said, Dawson. Of course, you're trying to get through this wrestling season, but what's ahead for you? There have been some wrestlers in recent years that have gone on to wrestle collegiately, and some of your former teammates are now wrestling in Division I schools. So what's your plans after high school?
I think I'm going to put the shoes away and call it a career after high school season. Go on to college and get a career.
Okay. All right. Well, Dawson, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed about wrestling season and your career that you wanted to mention today?
No, I think we got it covered pretty good.
All right. That's Dawson Schramm, Kemmer High School wrestler this morning. It's all part of First Bank Sports Friday on SVI Radio.